The Gemara Daf Lamed Beis Mem Beis brings down a ma'aseh with Reb Shapsi Bar Marinus that he came to Bavel and needed help with business. They wouldn't help him out. They wouldn't do an iska with him. He needed mezainos. He needed food. They wouldn't feed him. And he said that these people, being that they don't have any rachmanos, hani me'erev ravka, so they must be coming from the erev av d'chsev v'nasim l'cha rachman v'rechamcha kol ha'me rachman l'abriyos b'yadush mizar shal avram avinu v'chol she'enem rachman l'abriyos b'yadush she'enem mizar shal avram avinu, that if somebody doesn't have rachmanos, and that's a raya that he's not from the Zerav Rav Amavinu, these people must be from the Erev Rav. There's a maisa said over about the Briska Rav when he was fleeing Europe during the Holocaust, going to Eretz Yisrael. So he was on a ship and he brought food with him, kosher food for the trip, and at a certain point the boat got delayed and he ran out of his kosher food. So he was very distraught and he didn't know what to do. He couldn't eat the food on the ship, obviously it wasn't kosher. And at a certain point, the head cook came over to him. He realized that the Briskarov was nervous about the food. He realized what was going on, and he said, "You don't have to worry because I have some new pots that have never been used before. I have some vegetables, and I could cook you food that you don't have to worry about any kosher issues." So the Briskarov was very happy, very relieved, and he sent somebody was with him, Reb Simcha Kaplan, eventually the Rav of Tzvas, to go ahead and light the fire so there shouldn't be an issue of Bishul Akum. So when he went down to light the fire, the cook realized what he was doing, and he said, "No, you don't have to worry about it. I'm Jewish. You don't have to light the fire. There's no problem with Bishul Akum." And Simcha heard this. He was very, very happy. He went back and he told the Briskarov what happened. And the Briskarov said that, "Now I understand something that was bothering me. This person came. He had such rachmanis and chemla. He tried to help me out." He said, "That's a mitzvah of Zera Shel Avraham Avinu. How is it possible that this person had such rachmanis?" He says, "Now I see that he's Taka Yid. And it makes sense that he had such midah, such rachmanis." That was the maisa that happened on the boat, which is a chiddush. Pashas, you can learn in the Gemara that if a person doesn't have rachmanis, it's a raya that he's not mizar shel Avraham Avinu. But a person who has rachmanis doesn't mean that he necessarily is from mizar shel Avraham Avinu. Maybe it's possible to have a umas ha'olam as well. But the Biskrov is understood that it goes both ways. That a person has such a midah rachmanis, that's a raya that he's mizar shel Avraham Avinu. And he went on to explain lefi this pshat in the pasuk. It says in Parsha Shmos, it says by Baspira, that Tered Lirchatz al Yar, she went down to bathe by the Yar when she found Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal say, Darshan, and Gemara Saita, but Tered Lirchatz means that she went to be Megayar as a Tefillah L'Shem Geras, she Yar de Lirchatz Megilule Beis Avia. And Farshim are bothered, how do we know it was L'Shem Geras? It just says, but Tered Lirchatz, who said it was a Rechitza of Geras, who said it was a Tefillah. So the Briskarov was Mazbe Lefidus Yusayd. It says right afterwards, when she saw Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, V'tachma lov, V'tayma miyalda Ibrahim huzeh. She had a tremendous amount of rachmanis on him. She had chemla. And he said that V'tachma lov, that rachmanis, is something which is miyuchat to Zeresh al Avram Avinu, not to Umas Olam. So how did Basfara have such rachmanis? From that, Chazal understood that it must be that she was Megayer, must be that Rechitza, when she went down, was Rechitza L'Shem Geris. When she's Megayer, right away, she got all the midas of Zeresh al Avram Avinu. And she was able to have that rachmanis of a tachmul olav.